Recent trade tensions between Canada and the U.S. have sparked a wave of nationalism among Canadian consumers, with many prioritizing buying Canadian and shopping local. The movement aims to support Canadian businesses while dealing with the ongoing tariff threats from U.S. President Donald Trump. However, despite the clear intentions, achieving this goal is more complex than it seems. There's some nuance to supporting local, and that doesn't always mean buying only Canadian-made products, said Bradley Whitten, senior policy analyst for the Canadian Federation of Independent Business, CFIB. Many Canadian small businesses source their goods from the U.S. because there may be no viable Canadian supplier, and government policies often make it prohibitively expensive to source locally. Whitten joined two Cochrane business owners for a panel discussion on the realities of supporting local businesses. The talk, hosted by Fitzbaugh, was held at Found Books and Shop on March 31. During the conversation, Whitten explained that interprovincial trade in Canada imposes various fees, certifications, and licenses on small businesses to move goods, services, and workers between provinces, creating a financial burden comparable to tariffs. For context, the International Monetary Fund, IMF, has estimated that Canada's interprovincial trade barriers result in an average effective tariff rate of 21%. That's nearly as high as the 25% tariff Trump threatened against Canada. I think the biggest disconnect in general is just people not understanding what goes into making products in Canada, said panelist and Big Hill Cycle owner Tim Lamenda. Big Hill Cycle aims to feature Canadian products like DaVinci bikes, but unfortunately, it isn't feasible to have a store exclusively carrying Canadian products. I wish we could get more made in Canada clothing, but the cost is crazy. A jersey from Vietnam with one of our brands costs about $70 to $80, whereas a Canadian-made one could be nearly double. Despite these limitations, Lamenda stressed that shopping at Canadian retailers, regardless of a product's origin, still benefits the local economy. The biggest thing you can do is support Canadian businesses instead of large US-based online stores. Even if the products aren't Canadian, shopping locally keeps money in Canada. Claire Breeze, owner of Kitchen Boutique Canada, also prioritizes sourcing Canadian products when possible. One of our biggest suppliers is Danesco out of Quebec, she said. They distribute brands like OXO, which comes through the US, but they also manufacture their own Canadian products. Breeze, who has run her business for over 20 years, operates locations in Cochrane and Canmore. I'm so thankful and grateful to have every single person that walks in my shop door and supports my business, she noted. Some people might not realize that I have a family. I have four kids, and when they shop with us, they're shopping to help support me, my family, all my staff, and their families. Whitten reinforced that while some of a consumer's spending may still benefit U.S. companies, supporting local businesses has a greater economic impact overall. We've seen a big push recently to shop local, and that's great, because our research shows that when you spend $1 at a local business, 66 cents of that stays in the community, he said. When money goes to an online giant like Amazon, that impact disappears. They're not employing young people in our communities, which is why we've urged governments to help small businesses compete more effectively. We can't control what the U.S. does, but we can take steps to improve our own economy. The panel was organized by Fitzbaugh to educate business owners and consumers on the impact of the consumer dollar. Cochrane has a population of just under 50,000 people, and in 2024 alone, we collectively spent over $100 million online, said Fitzbaugh CEO Alana Baxter. This highlights the opportunity Canadians have to make small choices that add up to a big impact. It's not about right or wrong, or an all-or-nothing approach. It's about understanding the supply chain and making informed decisions. Fitzbaugh, an online retail platform, connects consumers with local retailers. We wanted to bring together retailers and CFIB to educate consumers so they can make more intentional choices, said Fitzbaugh CMO Kelly Sinclair. The event marked Fitzbaugh's first panel discussion, with plans to expand the initiative to other communities in the future.